reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7. I was not mentioning any particular verse. Right? And there are so many choices. Of course, by now you must be knowing why chapter 7 has been selected for this festival here at Cross Maidan. Yes, exactly. Srila Prabhupada had been giving his discourses on this chapter, chapter 7, in 1971, during morning hours. Srila Prabhupada ki. Of course, I miss the morning talks. Morning talks are for more serious students. Anyone could come in the evening. But to come in the morning, you have to be somebody seriously interested in the subject matter. So maybe I did not have that much interest in 71. I was coming in the evening, attending Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna festival right here at Cross Maidan. Unfortunately, I did miss those morning Bhagavad Gita lectures. The seventh chapter onwards, Bhagavad Gita, seventh through twelfth chapters, this is considered the Bhakti Yoga discussion. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yumam same yukta tamo mataha. This is how Krishna has concluded the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, saying that of all the yogis, the bhakti yogi is the topmost. Shraddhavan bhajate yumam same yukta tamaha. Yukta tamaha means the topmost. This way one who is engaged, or this way one who links with me, the yoga is linking, and the best and complete linkage is there when there is bhakti yoga, with devotion. And of course, it is Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnava Acharya, who describes or translates or does a transliteration of bhakti as not just devotion, but devotional service. While a lot of others are, whenever there's a word bhakti, devotion is a devotion. But Prabhupada translates this as devotional service, not just sitting around. So that is over, that meditation is over. Dhyana yoga is getting completed here, and now is a time for dhyana, meditation, as well as action. That is devotional service. Mam anusmara yudhya cha. Cha means and. You have to do two things, Krishna says. Mam anusmara, that is one thing. While remembering me, yudhya, you have to fight. cha means and, this and that. Mamanusmara, not only mamanusmara, only remembrance, or not only fighting, but fight while remembering me. That is devotional service for kshatriya. So that bhakti yoga is being described here in 7th chapter and some more chapters. The knowledge of the absolute is the title of the chapter. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So we'll just take a look at different verses of this chapter. I was just running through the chapter and I could see practically every verse in this chapter is the most quoted verse. Srila Prabhupada used it very frequently, and many of the verses were used. Maya asakta manaha partha yogam yunjan madashrayaha samshayam samagram mam yatha gyashyasi tat shranu. Please hear. Who says this? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shranu. Attention. Or says, try to hear, in fact. Early morning also is a little difficult. We are fresh, not fresh also at the same time. A sleepy morning sometimes. So, the advice here is try to hear. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. How fortunate, of course, is Arjun. We are hearing these words of Sri Krishna at Cross Maidan, some 5,000 years later. But there was Arjun hearing it directly from the lotus mouth of the Lord. Ya swayam padmanabhasya mukhapadmat vinisritaha. Bhagavad Gita is very, very special scripture because it has been spoken by Lord Himself. Padmanab, the Lord with the lotus navel, speaking these words from his lotus mouth, he says. Mukha Padmat and Padmanab Vinisritaha. These words are coming right out of the mouth of the Lord. And the first person to hear right in the front of Sri Krishna is Arjuna. He was a recipient of this mercy, and to these words he has said, this is prasad, my dear Lord. Nasto moha smritir labdha tvat prasadan maya achyuta. He achyuta, O infallible one, I'm very thankful to you for this prasad, he says. What he has heard 18 chapters, almost, few more sentences to go, and then Arjuna says, yes, or nasto moha. My illusion finished. Nasto smritir lav, I have regained the consciousness. And this has become possible by tvat prasadat, by your prasad only. The prasad that Arjuna is referring to are these words of Sri Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So he was the first one to receive that prasad, and what we get here in Cross Maidan is what? Maha, Maha Prasad. Acharyas have heard this in disciplic succession, and we finally heard it from Srila Prabhupada. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Let Krishna speak for himself, Prabhupada would emphasize. Let Krishna speak. You shut up. You have spoken enough. Could you shut up now? Kindly, stop. Let Krishna speak. Now, of course, those who sit with Bhagavad Gita, even they do not let Krishna speak. That's the point. What to speak of others, those who are busy just doing prajalpa or gram katha, but those who do so-called Bhagavad katha, Bhagavad Gita talks, even they do not allow to speak Krishna to allow, they do not allow Krishna to speak. Hence Prabhupada had to insist, let Krishna speak for himself. He can speak. Let him speak. So that is Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we have heard it. We are hearing it from Srila Prabhupada. So it's Maha, 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 Maha. Prasad. Asamshayam samagram mam yatha gyashyasi. So if we allow for, as acharyas allow Krishna to speak, then gyashyasi, to know Krishna becomes possible. Samagram, Krishna as he is, could be known if we hear Bhagavad Gita as it is. And some asamshayam, there is no doubt about this. There was no even need of such a statement. Krishna is speaking, so there is no doubt, but he is still using that. Yes, don't be doubtful. Why should one doubt? Krishna had no doubt, in fact. Krishna was not doubting, but it is for us. Sarvamita dhritam manne yanmam vadasi keshava. This was Arjuna's stand. Sarvamita ritam manne. According to me, manne, I consider, this is Arjun speaking, aham manne, I consider. What do you consider, Arjun? Sarvamita ritam. All that you, Krishna, are speaking, you are speaking, this is nothing but the truth. Ritam. Sarvamita ritam manne yanmam vadasi. You are talking to me, O Keshava, and this is all truth, nothing but the truth you are speaking. This is Arjuna's stand. Still, Krishna says, asamshayam samagram mam. Gyashyasi, you will know by doing what? Shranu. Just hear. Give me ear. Here. Right here. Jnanam te aham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshataha. Again, samagram. Krishna already said that. Again he says, asheshataha. As I speak, this would be complete. Nothing, no balance. I will talk complete. Asheshataha. Shesh, ashesh. Shesh means complete. Shesh means balance. Something remaining. Shesh. Ananta shesh. Krishna is unending, of course. Is asheshata. And I will talk of jnanam, also savijnanam. Jnana vijnana sahitam, in other words. My talk will be dealing with jnan and savijnan. Yajgyatva neha na iha, in this material world, there is nothing more to be known. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. And then Krishna talks how everyone is not interested, everyone doesn't go for this knowledge, or everyone doesn't come to the pandal, or everyone doesn't, is not interested in these topics, these Hare Krishnas, or the religion, or God Krishna, manushyanam, sahasreshu kashid yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam kashin mam vetti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. How rare is knowing Krishna. Krishna clarifies here. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Out of thousands and thousands, manushyanam sahasreshu, kashid, someone, kashid, yatati, endeavors, siddhaye, for perfection. And yatatam api siddhanam, out of those who are endeavoring, kashin mam veti tatvataha, those who know me as I am, tatvataha, that is even more rare. This knowing Krishna tatvataha is of a great importance. Tatvataha. Tat. Tatva. Tatva. Tatvavit. One who knows this. Tat. Tat means that. And what is that? That is Lord. Tat means Lord. Om Tat Sat. Tat. Tat means Lord. Tatva, the Siddhanta, the whole science about that Tat is called Tatva, and then Tatvataha, to know Lord, Tatvataha, Tat, full Tatva, Siddhanta. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti Tatvataha. So that kind of understanding would help. Tatvadaha. Then, tyaktvadeham punarjanma na eti mam eti. Na eti mam eti. For that person, there is no birth, but he comes eti. He comes to me. He doesn't go for another birth, but he goes to me. He comes to me. So how important is this tatvataha, tatva business? has been stated here. Bhumirapo nalavayukham mano buddhirevacha ahamkaritiyam me bhinna prakratir ashtadha. Again, very often quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada. Bhumi, talking of the five great elements and three subtle elements, and the grand total is Ashta, eight, Ashtadha. All these eight elements are me bhinna prakriti. This is my external energy. Bhinna, separated energy, Prabhupada translates. Separated energy. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All together, these eight constitute my separated material energies. Although the scientists have further broken down these great elements into other more elements, and they have reached the number 108, about 108, they are not able to kind of go beyond that. We were just discussing this with some scientists a few days ago, how number is about 108. I said, yes, that's something special number. Gopis are 108 gopis, and Upanishads are 108. And what else is 108? Or beads. 108 beads. So how many elements? They have 108, about those many elements. Some gases are also there. Some elements are there, physical. You could touch, and some, like that. So all those are also in the body. All that is in Brahman is also that in this body, in Pinda. This is called Pinda. Body is all that is outside, of course, because we eat part of Brahman. And then this is a little 50 kg, or maybe some are 150. All that is outside, around, is in there. But of course the mind, intelligence, and false ego is even beyond the list of 108 elements. So that makes the body different from the dead matter. And there is yet another element, which is very special, that Krishna is going to be talking about in a minute's time. Apareyam, yes, immediately says, Apareyam itaha anyam prakratim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. He's talking here. Besides these, now these means these eight elements that he has just talked about. Oh, mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mind which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature. So the body is there, he just mentioned, comprising of eight elements. But jiva bhutam, yet there is another energy of mind, param, is superior. He is describing that energy as superior. Jiva bhutam, that is a living entity. Eight elements, it's a matter. And Prabhupada, the scientists are kind of coming to some right conclusions. Finally, Srila Prabhupada writes that in Easy Journey to Other Planets, he talks about the Russian scientists. They are wondering, if there is a matter, there must be anti-matter also. Then it is complete. Only matter, oh, that sounds, that must be anti-matter, anti-material. So what is that anti-material? What is that? That's the spirit, that's the soul. So in one verse, Krishna talked about the matter, and that energy is inferior energy, and here he's talking of param, prakritim. My superior energy is anti-material. It is jiva bhutam, that is the living entity in this body. And then he himself, then Krishna is establishing himself also. There's a body, there's a soul, and that's me then. Etad yonini bhutani sarvani upadharaya aham krishnasya jagataha prabhavaha pralayastatha. Then that is aham. And this aham is referring to Krishna. And then there is me. Aham. Aham. But there's no pride in the Lord. Aham. He's just speaking the truth. What else could he have said? He's speaking as he is. Aham. Yes. Krishnasya jagataha prabhavaha pralayastatha. I am. What am I? I am both origin and dissolution of this world. And I have created, all created beings have their source in these two natures, Krishna says. What are these two natures? One is a matter, another one is a spirit. These two natures are created, all created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both origin and the dissolution. So he is all in all. Mattaha, such a famous verse. Parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjayaha mai idam protam sutre manigana yiva. Prabhupada's favorite verse. Prabhupada wanted emphasizing Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many times has he said this? How many times has he written this? Wherever he mentions Krishna, comma, right? Krishna, comma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Never tired. This is contribution of Srila Prabhupada. This is Srila Prabhupada. Emphasizing, again, this is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Mattaha parataram nanya. There is no one else. With full realization and conviction, Srila Prabhupada repeats the message of Krishna. Oh, Saraswati, tell me. Prabhupada would ask Saraswati, oh, you know Krishna? Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? You know Saraswati? In 71, she used to be on the dais. Just few years old. Malathi and Shyam Sundar, Prabhu's daughter. So sometimes Prabhupada would ask, oh, do you know Krishna? And she would say, yes, yes, I know Krishna. Oh, what is, yeah, tell us. And she would say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada, fully satisfied, he would say, this is, she knows more than so-called so many other learned scholars. They don't know, but she knows. Who is Krishna? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mattaha parataram nanyat. Na anyat. There is no one else. Kinchidasti. Not even a little bit. Mattaha. Superior to me. Okay, little bit. No, not even a little bit. Kinchid. It's just tiny bit. Na kinchidasti. Oh, Arjun, there is no one superior to me. Krishna is described as samurdhvam. Asama avurdhvam. No one is equal to him. Urdhvam, no one is above him. Asamo avurdhvam. Asamurdhvam. And he is the one, O conqueror of wealth. There is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Right? This common thread. Thread is common amongst all those pearls in a necklace. Every pearl has a thread. And same thread. Same thread through each pearl. So likewise, same Krishna through each and every atom. Not just Brahman. This is the realization of Brahma also. It says Brahma. Andantarastha paramanuchayantarastham. Oh, I am right in there, in Brahman, in the universe, I am there as Garbhadakshe Vishnu. Andantarastha. What about paramanuchayantarastham? Paramanu, the smallest unit. You break down Brahman. The smallest unit is molecule, atom. That is Paramanu, Paramanu Chayantarastham, in there also. I am there. So that is money. Where is it? Sorry. Mani Gana Iva. Mai Sarvam Idam Prutam Sutre in the thread Mani Gana Iva. So Lord is in that sense also, he's all-pervading. He's everywhere. Atoms are everywhere. He is in each and every atom. So we hope one of these days, they're looking at the atom, and nucleus, and proton, and neutron, as they make progress, take a close look if they ever could produce microscope. Of course, that microscope in fact is Bhagavad Gita. And that microscope is Bhagavatam. It is available right here and now. See through the eyes of the scriptures and you will see. Within that tiny atom, Lord residing in there. That provision has already been made. Raso aham. And now Lord is taking few examples. Okay, he takes this money, this pearl. Different things he picks up from this universe. And he says, yes, I am this, I am in this, I am in that, I am in here, there. Starting with rasa, raso aham. Raso aham. Apsukaunte ya. Prabhasmi shashi surya yo. pranavaha sarva vedeshu shabdaha ke paurusham rashu. Few samples. To begin with, rasaha. I am ras. I am taste. Did I say it right? Taste. The two ways to say. Three ways. My English teacher is correcting me. So the juice has a taste. Rasaha aham. I am the taste of what? Up means water. Upsu in the water. The taste in the water, that is me. Rasaha aham apsu kaunteya. And then Srila Prabhupada would, maybe more times, Prabhupada picked up, while talking on this verse, he picked up his water cup and he drank water. He says, every time you drink water, he drank and he spoke. Every time you drink water like this, and if you could remember, oh, the taste of this water, oh, that's Krishna. You would become Krishna conscious, he said. Is it difficult? All day you are drinking water? Just remember, oh, this taste is Krishna. Rasaha aham apsu kaunteya. Prabha asmi shashi surya yo. Prabha means light. I am also light, Krishna says. And he mentions two objects or two. Shashi surya yo. Shashi is moon, surya is sun. The light of the sun and the moon, that is me. So every time you see the sun, a sun rays, or every time you see, and without help of sun you cannot see, Prabhupada explains. Such a simple thing, but stupid as we are, we never think. I'm sorry to, stupid as I am, I don't think that I need help of sun to see. This is again Prabhupada training us. Okay, there is no light. You have your eyes. There is no light. Could you see? No, I can't see. What is your power of seeing? If there is no light, and light is Krishna, only with the help of Krishna you could see. If he doesn't want to show you, you can't see. Can't we see how controlled we are? Prabhasmi shashi suryayo. I'm the light. And then it was Srila Prabhupada to explain it further that the light of the sun and the moon is not its own light. It is, in fact, the light of the Krishna, Brahma Jyoti, coming from the spiritual sky. And the sun is only acting as the mirror and just reflecting that light of Krishna. When we were children, when I was a child in a village, I remember that we would take a mirror and go out of the house during the day and then reflect, reflection of it, we would throw that right into the house, right into the eyes of the mother. Hey, rascal! And she cannot see, and then she's screaming, and or we'll tease her, you know, somebody. So we would go outside and put the bright sun rays right into their eyes with the help of the mirror. Yes, you know, you have done this ever? You have some experience like this? At least few. Anyone else? Oh, so many. What happened? I thought I was the only one. These kind of tricks are kind of all-pervading. Must be same God who is keeping these tricks around and alive. And so this is like a child throwing, with the help of the mirror, the light into the dark house, home. So this universe is otherwise dark, and the Brahman, the sun and moon are acting like a mirrors, and the original the Krishna Kanti, the Brahma Jyoti, is reflected upon inside this world. So Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yo Pranamaha Sarva Vedeshu Om. This is Pranavaha Sarva Vedeshu. Of course, there's also what? There is a I'm Klim, Klim, Kshrum, Kshrum. These are also pranavas. They are different ones. But of all these, Om is the... This is me. Of all the different syllables, Om in Vedic mantras, that is me. And the sound, and then he says, Shabdaha K. Shabda is sound. And K, Bhumi apa nala vayu kham. What is kham? Ether, the fifth element. Earth, water, air, fire, ether. Kham, kham. Kaga, one who goes into... ether. The sound in ether, that is me, Krishna says. Sound in ether, that's me. It's Krishna. Paurusham Nrashu, an ability in man or woman. Nrashu. Nrid refers to both also, man and woman. Ability, anyone who is able, capable, that capability, that ability is due to Krishna. Paurusham Rashu. So like that, Krishna is pointing out here how he is that common thread goes through the whole creation. Punyo gandhaha prithivyam. Some time ago, some kind of obnoxious smell. You're smelling? I was smelling here some. Oh, that was this one. They're spraying something. I was not pleasing at all. Some smell, but bad smell. That's not Krishna. But this is punya gandha prithivyam. Prithvi, this is prithvi. This earthly planet, this is prithvi. Prithivyam, in prithvi, in earth, there's a gandha, smell. And punya, this is punya gandha. Original, Prabhupada translating that. Original smell, fragrance in the earth, that is me. That's Krishna. And that fragrance is in the flowers. One time Prabhupada also said, he was looking at the beautiful bloomed fragrant flower, and he said, this is like a face of Lord Krishna. Face of Lord Krishna. So that beauty, or also that smell, every time You smell? You're not supposed to be smelling. First offer it to Krishna. What a beautiful flower. Let me offer this to who? Krishna. But the other person would think, what a beautiful flower, let me offer this to my girlfriend or a boyfriend. So the consciousness is different. And so they are trying to exploit, abuse Lord's energy. Lord is in there. And like that, Jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapaschasmi tapasvishu bijam mam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. Like that, he goes on. Buddhir buddhi matam asmi tejas tejas vinamaham. In this I am. If someone is intelligent, that intelligence is me, Krishna says. I give the intelligence. Mattaha, from me comes intelligence. Balam balavatachaham, strength of the strong. That is me. So it should be used in my service. This is Krishna's proposal. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Prabhupada pointing out this. It is right there, but throwing some light on this. Kamosmi, when the lust, that is me, kamaha asmi. Even lust, that's me. If it is dharma aviruddha, it is not, aviruddha means not contrary to dharma. If lust is not contrary to dharma, within the parameter of dharma, then that kama, asmi, aham, that kama, that is me. And then he continues. Daivi, and then we have reached the 14th verse after different mentions how Lord is in everything. He is a common factor, thread in all the whole existence. And he says, Daivi esha hi gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mamai vai prapadyanti maya meetam tarantite. So this is gunamayi maya. This is my maya. I have mentioned this, all these different things. Esha, all these. This is gunamayi. Gunamayi means full of guna. Guna, three modes of material. It's full of three modes of material nature. Mama maya. And this is my maya. And because it is maya, of course, it is my maya, so it has to be duratyaya. Very difficult to overcome. Very powerful. Because whose maya is it? It's Krishna's maya. So it has to be powerful, otherwise what kind of maya is it? If it was your maya, my maya, not so strong. Not so much strength. But it's Krishna's maya. Then, duratyaya, very difficult to overcome. But he's not only scaring, he's just letting us know, yes, it is difficult to overcome. On your own, okay, go ahead, go, try it. It will not work. You will not succeed in overcoming this maya on your own. And this is where I come into the picture. I am just around here. Here. Look. Hear me. I'm here. Come near. Oh dear. Here. Is calling. Mam eva ye prapadyanti Mayamitam tarantite. Lord says, Mam evi prapadyante. If they surrender unto me, Mayamitam tarantite. Yes, for sure. Very easily they could overcome my Maya, which is, I have described this as a strong Maya. It doesn't matter. It is my Maya. My Maya is not stronger than I am. It is my Maya. I can just order my Maya. Hey Maya, get out. Oh Maya. Out, I say, Maya, out. Like the owner of the dog ordered 8 different names for dog. My friend wants to come in, get out of here. So that kind of command Lord has over these energies, His own energies. But there are, Krishna continues, there are some, what kind of people? 4 kinds of people, they do not surrender unto me. Lord just gave a clue that if you surrender unto me, you will cross this Maya, overcome this Maya. But then the next verse he says, there are people, 4 kinds of people. They never surrender unto me, you know. They never surrender unto me. Who are they? You want to know? Anyone interested? Not so much interested. Interest is growing gradually. Okay. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhama mayaya parita jnana asuram bhavam asridaha. Prabhupada always fools and rascals and demons and cats and dogs, and he would say all this. And when I joined, around the time I joined, I was, couldn't he use some better terms? People used to come all the way downtown, coming to Juhu. I had just joined, and people coming, big people with their ties and coats and their wives sitting next to them with all pearls and Prabhupada, rascals and fools and demons and cats and dogs, on and on. I was just a new bhakta and I was thinking, what? Such a nice people. They're with their wives and family members and they came all the way from the town just to hear that they are cats and they are dogs. You fools, you rascals, you demons, you... I had hard time digesting. For some time I had difficulty. How could... But soon I was... Well, gradually I realized that Prabhupada was presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So these terms are right there in Bhagavad Gita, which other speakers, the commentators, they camouflage, or they do the sugaring of the pill. And but Prabhupada was presenting it how? As it is. Called spared, a spared. Straightforward. So who are they? Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. So these are the 4 fellows, 4 kinds of people. This is not talking of Indians or Hindus only, but people on this planet, all over the world. they do not surrender unto me. These four kinds. And then Krishna goes on to now state that there are also four kinds of people. They surrender unto me. Now, these two verses are next to each other for your information. Now you will not forget. First list of those who do not surrender. Now those who surrender unto me. Chaturvidha bhajanti mam janaha sukritino arjuna arto jigyasur arthaarthi jnani cha bharatarshabha. And there are four kinds. They do surrender. They surrender unto me, and they have been described as sukritina. Krita means activity. Krita. Krita. And sukrita, duskrita. Good activity and bad activity. So duskritinas do not surrender, sukritinas surrender. And they are arto, in great distress. Those are in great distress, they surrender unto me. Jigyasu, those who are curious. Artharthi, need of money. And jnani, some knowledge they have. These four kinds of people, they come to me, they surrender unto me. We have few more verses. Bahunam janmanam anti jnanavan mam prapadyate. Talking of surrender, that some people do take a little extra time, but they have been described here as jnanavan, and finally they surrender unto me. Who surrenders unto me? Jnanavan. Earlier, previous verse said, sukritina, the pious souls, persons, surrender unto me. Here, Krishna says, jnanavan, those who are in knowledge, jnanavan, they surrender unto me. Bahunam janmanam, after many, many births, bahunam janmanam anti jnanavan, those who are knowledge, they surrender unto me. And what is knowledge? Vasudeva sarvam. This is called knowledge. If someone asks us, what is knowledge? Krishna is describing knowledge. What is knowledge? Vasudeva sarvam. Iti. Iti means this much. One who knows how much? Vasudeva sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all. That person is being described here as jnanavan. That person is in full knowledge. And as in full knowledge as he is, what does he do? Mam prapadyate, surrenders unto me. And how many such people surrender unto me? Sa mahatma sudurlaba, very, very rare. Person surrendering unto me with full knowledge, after acquiring full knowledge, surrendering unto me, such thing is rare. Samahatma sudurlabha. After having talked of persons surrendering unto him, Krishna now states, there are some others. They surrender. Yes, they do surrender, but not unto me. Who are they? Who are they? Find this out. Kamaistaistair ritagyana prapadyante anyadevatah. Tam niyamam asthaya prakrutya niyata svaya. Kamaistaistairitagyana. Those who are afflicted, influenced by what? Kam. Lust. Kamaistaistair. And what does that kam do? Ritagyana. Rit means stolen. Ritagyana. They are stolen. They are deprived. The knowledge is confiscated, confiscated from them. They have no knowledge. Who has stolen? Kamaistaistai ritagya. Kam, the lust is stealing. Lust is the thief and stealing the knowledge. Kamaistaistai ritagyana. And they have a desire, they have intense desire, and the desires are to be fulfilled. So they surrender. Prapadyante, yes, they do surrender. But anya devata, oh, they have found some other devata. They have found some other personality. Anya devata, meaning Krishna says, other than myself. Those who are jnanavan, those who are full of knowledge, they come to me. But there are others whose knowledge has been stolen by the lust. So they go to others. And who are they? Anya devata, the other demigods and demigoddesses are the one that they go to. We'll move through a little faster. Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedhasam. Okay, fine. We can't stop them from going to anya devata, other demigods. But they should know, Krishna says. Antavattu phalam tesham. The fruit that they are going to be deriving, the benefits that they will be deriving from going to other demigods is going to be antavat. Antvat. It's going to be ant. It will be ending very soon. Not lasting very long. And they are bhavat alpamedhasam. This is how Lord is describing them as less intelligent as they are. The demigod worshippers are less intelligent. Devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. And they go to the demigods. Those who worship demigods, they go to demigods. Madbhakta. But those who are my devotees, yanti mamapi. They only come to me. Lord is making the distinction here. And now the case of the Mayavadis. Krishna talked about the materialists, those who do not surrender. Then he talked about those who surrender, but not unto me. They go to the demigods. And now he is talking of the impersonalists. Avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante mama buddhayaha param bhavam ajananto mama avyaya manuttamam. That avyaktam. So these are the impersonalists, also described as unintelligent men. Mam abuddhaya. They have no buddhi. Abuddha. No intelligence. So what do they think? What is their philosophy, understanding? Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante. Or they think the Lord is ultimately avyakta, is impersonal, he's just a light, he's just all pervading. But then occasionally he becomes vyakta, he takes the form. He's normally avyakta, he's not manifested, he has no form. But then he assumes the form. Avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyante. They consider. Manyante. Mam muze. About me. About me they think like this. And of course they are abuddhaya. They are less intelligent. Parambhava. They do not know the my superior nature, which is inexhaustible. And the finest. Naham prakashaha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. Oh, I do not like this. Lord is making a comment. Naham prakasha sarvasya. I do not, everyone doesn't get the light or doesn't see the light of the day or doesn't become knowledgeable. Yoga maya samavritaha. And yes, they're all being governed by my yoga maya samavritaha. They're all covered. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. And this is Lord, we are getting closer to this chapter. Of course we did not cover every verse, we skipped few. There are total 30 verses in this chapter. Veda aham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishani cha bhutani mamtu vedana kashyana. Lord says, Veda aham, I know. Says, Veda aham, I know Vedas. Or I know Vedas, I know. Not only Vedas, but I know Vedas also. But everything else that is to be known is known to me. Samatitani. All the things from the past, everything from the past. Samatitani. I know. Vartamanani. Everything that is happening right now, right here. I know. Vartamanani. Bhavishyani. I know the future. Of everything, of everyone. But the trouble is, tu means but. Means saying something different. Contrast. While I am like this, I know past, present, future. Of anybody, everybody, everything. Mam tu vedana kashchana. But also know all living entities. I know. But me no one knows. But me no one knows. And in the very beginning of this chapter, Krishna had said, Shranu. Hence, you better hear me, Arjun. Gyasasi. And by hearing me, you would know. Towards the end, he says, no one knows me. But knowing becomes possible by shranu, by hearing. That's why Krishna is speaking. So that we would know. Esham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante imam dhradavrataha. Persons, text 28. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and those and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from qualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Devotional service is getting established here. You hear me, you would know me. You know me, then you would serve me. That's the sequence. Bhajanti, they will go for worshipping me. Bhajanti mam. How will they worship? Dhridavrataha. Established in knowledge. Equipped with the knowledge, they will worship me. Haven't become free from Te dvandva moha nirmukta. They will become free from dvandva, the duality of this existence, free from illusion. Tesham tvanta gatam papam. Okay, pap finished by hearing me. Jananam punya karmanam. All those pious persons, those who listen to me, they will worship me. Bhajante imam dhradavrata. Those in full consciousness, the last verse of the chapter. Sadhi bhutadhi daivam mam sadhi yagyam chaye viduhu prayana kale picha mamte vidur yukta chetasaha. Those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods, and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. So they would know. Prayana kalaipi. So they will keep knowing and remembering me at the time of, even at the time of prayana kalaipi, alaipi, even at the time of death. And of course that's the perfection, if we remember the Lord at the time of death. So that's the, and the next chapter would be attaining the Supreme, knowing the Supreme. Now, knowledge of the Supreme, this was the chapter, knowledge of the Absolute, 7th chapter, and the 8th chapter is attaining the Supreme. You know, you achieve. Any questions or comments? This is Tathavet Prabhu, one of the big scholars, editors of BTG and BBT.
So Maharaj, you talked about, you quoted one verse in which Krishna says, he knows the future.
He knows the future.
Yeah. So many people want knowledge of the future. They go to astrologers. So is that equivalent to trying to find Krishna?
Everyone is curious. Krishna is knowledgeable. He also knows the future. Persons curious to know the future, they go to the astrologer to know the future. But Krishna also knows. So is there a difference between what two parties could tell you of your future? Yeah, the astrologer, if you chant Hare Krishna, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they should not, they need not go to the astrologer. Those who chant Hare Krishna and also Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ha. Up! Hey! Lines are changing. Means your future is changing. And it is ever changing. So what your astrologer is going to tell you is like an action-reaction. If you perform this action, this is the resultant action, or this could be the cumulative effect. So the astrologer has way to calculate or know your past. And then your activities, he also asks you some questions and he has way to find out your past. And based on that, and at that time, your life is governed by so many different planets. They are governing factor. Then if nothing changes, so far you remain mundane, then that's your future. Because this action, this birth, and this activity, this Rahu, this Ketu, this Griha, so this is your future. But as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, surrender unto Krishna, that is surrendering unto Krishna, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Masuchah. Everything changes. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami. I am going to make you free from all the reactions of your previous life. And do not fear, you'll come to me. So astrologers could talk about your next birth and based on the previous births, but if you hear Krishna, surrender unto Krishna, then there's no more birth. And the astrologer has no way to talk beyond this creation or Brahman. They can't talk of that future. But scriptures could tell, yes, not only you go back to Godhead, but you will take this flight and you will land there and you will be received by this party. And this is your rasa, mellow, dasya, sakya, and you will be entering this nitya lila and engaging, so like that. Now, this is what you are. They see inside you, beyond this, within these eight elements, gross and subtle, is the soul. They see the soul and they talk of the soul. So astrologer could talk of the body's future and the mind intelligence, little false ego part. But as soon as you are surrendered, it's another jurisdiction and another knowledge, another future. And any, you want to use microphone? Stand up. Like a boy in the school. Just fold your hands. Prasoham apsu kaunteya. In that verse, Krishna says something. Apsu refers to water. Prabhupada in the purport is talking about even drinks and wine and... you're a bit confused. What was the last thing? How could we taste Krishna? Well, wherever there's a water, in fact. In water, there's a water. In the juice, there's a water. In the wine, there is water. The grape. Better to take fresh grapes than you kind of do so many things with the grapes and rotten and this and that, and then essence of this you want to drink, that's wine. But originally it is coming from water. So the test is essentially is a characteristic of the water. Fragrance comes from the earth, like that Krishna described. If there's the sound that comes from ether, in the air there is a sound and touch. In the fire there's a sound, touch and the form. In the water there's a sound, touch, form and test. in the earth is a sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. So water is known for its taste. Wherever that taste is there, that is from water. So Prabhupada, I think even you, he could correct me. I think I heard him, even those who drink wine, they would remember that the taste in that wine, there is a Krishna connection, that they would become Krishna conscious. Because that taste is originally taste of the water.